This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, we bring to you head coach of the TCU baseball team. You can catch them at Globe Life Field in Arlington on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday. It is Kirk Sarlos. Good morning, sir.
What's going on, boys? Thanks for having me.
Did you already make sure that the roof will be closed for those games?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, what great scheduling that we started the year out in San Diego.
Right.
We did not play last night, and we get to play indoors this weekend. So great scheduling.
Now, one of the things I was going to ask you about San Diego, and I know it's early and people are working things out and everything, but there was at least one game where y'all were able to draw an astonishing amount of walks. Do you credit early plate discipline, or are you like, maybe not everyone from all the teams is into form yet?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to, I think we hit 11 home runs on the weekend. So, Whew. You know, us pitchers kind of, you know, sometimes are a little bit timid of the strike zone when you're getting hit around a little bit. So I think there's the good thing about the offense was there was discipline, but there was also aggressiveness, you know. So I think, you know, they kind of go, we struck out a little bit more than we wanted to, but that happens when you go deep in counts. And but, yeah, we had a lot of walks and a lot of homers, which, you know, I like one swing runs. Those are fun.
Hey, Kirk, last week we got to talk to your buddy Slosh as they played last week at the Globe, University of Texas. And we were talking to him quite a bit about kind of the new rules in baseball going forward, the 11.7 scholarships. He said the SEC next year will go to 25 scholarships in baseball. Has the Big 12 do you already know how many scholarships are going to be for baseball in the Big 12?
No, it's all based on what each individual program or school is going to do. And so, you know, there's a lot of moving parts with, you know, these new rules of being, you're able to go up to 34 full rides, but you can't just say, okay, let's add 23 scholarships, because the scholarships are still under the Title IX kind of blanket. So if you add 23 baseball scholarships, you have to add 23 female scholarships. So there's a lot of, and each school is different in terms of how many varsity sports that they have. Like, we're, you know, a private school that has a little bit smaller of a athletic program in terms of total sports. So when we add, you know, X amount of scholarships on the male side, you have to do the same on the female side. So, you know, I think it's going to be, for us, it's going to be more of a slow build in terms of us getting to that full 34, you know, and the revenue share is going to be a piece of that. So there's a lot of moving parts. And I think most schools are trying to figure out what are other schools that are in your conference doing, you know, that, like the SEC said, you know, hey, well, the most you can go to next year is 25 full rides. And, you know, the Big 12 hasn't stated a cap on anything. They're just letting every school kind of figure out what they want to do.
TCU's been very competitive in baseball for a long time now, and I was wondering what the challenges are with NIL, because TCU, it cost a whole bunch of money to go there. Let's just say, a public school in Texas is going to cost
$83,000.
Yeah, a public school is going to cost approximately $20,000 to $30,000, like your Texas Tech to University of Texas type of situation. So, how tough is it for you with a limited amount of scholarships and now this NIL money to convince parents to pay that money to TCU while maybe another school is like, well, it only costs this much to go there?
Yeah, sure. So, when we try to go out and raise NIL dollars, that's the first thing I try to let our fans and our supporters know is for every $1 Texas or Texas A&M or Texas Tech raises in NIL, we have to raise $4 just to keep pace, just because of, it's $83,000 to go to TCU. It's, all in, which at Texas or Texas Tech, it's, probably $22,000-$25,000 all in. And so, what we're trying to do is combat, we only get 11.7 scholarships. So that's, let's just say 12 guys are on a full ride, which we don't have 12 full rides. We kind of spread it out amongst a ton of guys, but let's just say we had 12 guys on full scholarships. That means we have 28 guys left over that we got to try to figure out how do we get that 83,000 down to a more digestible number. And so the NIL thing has been huge, not just for us, but for all schools to try. And the problem with college baseball is that it's, if you're in football or in basketball, you get full rides. In baseball, you get partials. So that's where NIL has stepped up big time in terms of trying to, bridge the gap in terms of how much guys have to pay. So, for us, it's difficult, but you kind of get what you pay for. TCU is a pretty awesome place to come, not just from an athletic standpoint, but also from academic standpoint as well.
Now, you guys are just a couple years removed from College World Series appearance. Does this change? I'm guessing the answer is no, but I want to check. Does this change expectations? Do you still go into every season as kind of a Omaha or bust mindset, or is that not the case?
Yeah, I mean, every year, the first meeting of the year, a lot of teams talk about going to Omaha. A lot of teams talk about trying to win a national championship, but only, a handful of teams can actually do it. And for us, the expectation is that we're going to end up, in June in Omaha. And so, but part of, the main thing with that is having guys not look into the future, but trying to figure out how to get better every single day. And that it'll just be a byproduct by the time June rolls around. But our expectation for sure is to play deep into the summer and be in Omaha in June.
Do you think every single player on your team right now could name all of the teams currently in the Big 12? Because obviously we've been switching things around quite a bit.
No chance.
Well,
I don't think so. I would say half of them would know. Half of them would not know, and I probably would say most of the incoming, freshmen would be the guys that probably don't, just because they haven't been to football games or basketball games or been in our conference. And but yeah, I don't think so. I mean, shoot, half the time I don't even know who's in our conference.
I was thinking about quizzing you. I'm gonna leave that be for right now. But I thought about it.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even know how many teams are in our conference.
That's fair.
Yeah,
because some have baseball, some don't.
Iowa State doesn't have baseball. Yeah. Colorado doesn't have baseball. So there's two, minus two from the Big 12, which actually isn't the Big 12. It's like the Big 16. So it's like how many teams are actually in our conference.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Sometimes I don't know.
Kirk Sarlos, head coach of TCU, joining us. By the way, when you're talking about going out to San Diego, I hope I have this right. Isn't Skip Schumacher's son a senior in high school coming to TCU?
He is. Skip lives out there. Who's actually now, like, you know, he's part of the Rangers organization. Yeah. And his kid is he's a junior, so he wouldn't be here for a couple years. But I don't even know if I'm legally able to speak about him openly.
Oh, sorry.
In the public.
Thanks a lot, Mike.
Sorry, Kurt. Sorry. I heard him on the Foul Territory podcast or one of the podcasts, and they were talking about how good his son is and that. I guess we'll just say possibly going to TCU. So sorry about that, Kirk.
Mike, you're good.
I promise I'll ask questions you're legally allowed to answer with players.
Let's go into more because you're going to be playing at the Globe Friday, Saturday, Sunday against Michigan and Arkansas and Kansas State. And that should be fun because, like you said, watching baseball right now outside, thank God my son was going to Austin this weekend to play in a high school baseball tournament and that got canceled. And I said, I love watching you play baseball, buddy, but I don't love watching 30-degree weather baseball. So
no chance. Yeah. And wind chill. Even lower than that, like, that's not baseball weather.
No, I know. So when you're recruiting, and I know that, like, you have a job. You guys are playing Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's no way you can go watch high school kids play this weekend. Where is a lot of the recruiting when is a lot of the recruiting done for baseball? Because y'all's schedule is so tough to actually go see kids play high school baseball.
Yeah, especially, I mean, we're not allowed to go off campus to go watch any baseball in terms of recruiting until March 1st. So. Oh. And then usually, you know, the first couple of weeks of March is kind of tournament time, you know, for high schools. They're not in district yet. So there might be a day where there's some Monday and Wednesday games because, I mean, we're playing Tuesdays, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it makes it difficult to go watch games on those days. But when you're in kind of those tournaments and non-district stuff, there, like I said, there's some days where we'll be able to get out and see high school baseball. But for the most part, I mean, you're doing a lot of your recruiting and watching baseball from, you know, June, July, and August. You know, that summer period is a big period in terms of, you know, because we're not playing anymore. And, you know, most kids are playing a ton of summer baseball. So that's when most of the recruiting is happening is during that summer period.
Now, as I promised, I will ask about questions about players that are already on the roster as to not get you in trouble. I am curious. The excitement level seems fairly palpable with the incoming freshman group, Noah Franco. How are we feeling about the new players coming in and adding to the team?
Yeah, I mean, I think we threw 7 freshmen this past weekend. I think we had 3 guys position player wise that played. So we're relying a ton on that really good freshman class. It's a talented class, and you know, part of trying to figure out what you got is you got to play them. And so, you know, we've had a history of playing young guys and playing them early, just because, you know, with, like we talked about earlier, $83,000 to come to TCU, I mean, we have to put more money into fewer players. So when we get a talented player, a talented freshman, we play him right away. And so after the first weekend, you're going to have your highs and lows with those young guys. And I think the big thing that we noticed was the moment wasn't too big, and they were able to kind of slow the game down and get it back to, you know, the feeling of, hey, it's baseball, you know, just because it's college baseball, it's no bigger than what you were doing the previous year in high school. It's just a little bit more magnified. And I thought they did a really good job of handling not only their emotions, but the situation. And I think they had a lot of success because of that.
Well, Kurt played 7 years in the major leagues. And I want to know the difference from your perspective on pitching in college versus pitching at a, let's say, a major league level.
Well, I think you get punished a lot more at the major league level for mistakes compared to college, you know, but I think the talent level is really, it's rising in the college game. You're seeing more, you know, you're seeing a lot more talented kids come to college than to go in the draft and go into minor league baseball. But I think, you know, for the most part, you know, like I said, I think, you know, you have, instead of having maybe two or three guys in a lineup in college, you know, that can really do damage, you have a full lineup of maybe seven or eight guys in pro ball that can do damage off you. So I think the biggest difference is just the amount of talent that you see up and down a lineup in professional baseball, and they don't miss their pitch. You know, when you make that mistake, they punish you. And I think in college, sometimes they foul it back or they may take it or swing and miss. But like I said, it's the gap is really closing in terms of, you know, minor league baseball and college baseball. I think that gap is closing pretty quickly in terms of the talent.
What would you say when it comes to your college staff or facing other college staffs? Do you feel like the major league stuff is there in college, just the location isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Was that kind of what you?
Yeah, I think it's consistency. You know, I mean, we had one of our starting pitchers was 95 to 99. You know, like everybody's throwing it a million miles an hour now. I think the difference is consistency and the ability to not throw it over the middle of the plate. And then also just the consistency of landing your secondary stuff, you know. And I think as you get older and as you, you know, have more reps, I think those things, you know, come with time. And I think that's kind of the biggest deal is, you know, at their best, it's just the same as a guy that's in professional baseball. But I think they're just at their best a little bit more often in professional baseball because most of the time they're, you know, 3, 4, 5 years older than what our guys are currently right now.
You got Michigan at 3 p.m. on Friday, Arkansas 6 p.m. Saturday, Kansas State 3 p.m. on Sunday. All of those are at Globe Life Field. You can buy tickets at globelifefield.com. Thank you very much for jumping on with us today.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and Mike, didn't you used to call TCU baseball games back in the day?
I did in about 2010 through 2012. It was awesome. It was really good baseball.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I hope, you know, your listeners come out and watch. You know, Globe Life does a great job, Rev Sports, and they do a great job of having tournaments inside Globe Life pretty much the first month of the year or first month of the college baseball season and having tournaments and having a lot of great programs from all over the country. So if people are looking to watch some baseball and get indoors and warm up a little bit, come on out this weekend and watch us play.
Excellent stuff. Appreciate it very much.
Awesome. Thanks, Kirk.
You bet. Thanks, guys.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk Sarlos, soon to be investigated by the NCAA because of
Mike Bassett. Hey, dang it!
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.